and welcome. This is Trials and Tribulations. I'm Phil Airy, and I've got my two cohorts.
Sarah Owen Hughes.
And me, Faith Douglas.
Say, I am very excited about everyone because I only talk to interesting people, but I'm really excited about this one. So we have got a worm farmer, a vermiculturist. We've got Anna de la Vega from Urban Worms. She is the founder and director of the social enterprise, the Urban Worm CIC. She's a qualified soil food web lab technician, which we'll have to ask her about because I don't know what that is. In 2016, she was awarded a Winston Churchill Memorial Trust Travel Fellowship to research worm farming in the USA and Cuba as a solution for organic waste management and agriculture. How amazing. I bet you didn't even know half of those things even existed. So please give a very, very warm Harrogate welcome to Anna, our worm farmer.
Give yourself a clap.
You're very welcome too. So, Anna, I know there's going to be more than one person here going, what on earth is worm farming?
Worm farming is actually alchemy.
Alchemy.
Alchemy. It's a process of turning organic waste into the world's finest organic fertiliser using the humble earthworm.
Amazing. And how on earth, your mum's already told me this, but you need to tell everybody else here, how on earth did you get into earthworm farming?
Well, actually, I didn't start out wanting to be a worm farmer. I was trained to be a photojournalist.
Okay.
So I did an internship with the Kathmandu Post in Nepal after I graduated. And then I worked with an organisation called Practical Action. And have you heard of Ernest Fritz Schumacher? He's the founder of the green movement. And he founded Practical Action. And that's an organisation that uses technology to alleviate poverty, low-tech technology. So, and I saw that it was really changing the way it was alleviating people from poverty using low-tech in a time when people are moving towards industrialisation. So I came back, I wanted to retrain, so I went back and studied human security and environmental change, and I discovered the state of the soil was not in a good situation. So that really drove me to look into alternatives and how we can heal the soil with worm farming.
Yeah, absolutely, because I think the Soil Association reckon that we need maybe 4-5% organic matter in soil for healthy soil biomes and biospheres. And in the UK, we're lucky in agriculture if we've got 2%. So there's a lot that we can be doing to improve the quality of the soil without pumping chemicals in by
we've
just adding
lost,
in.
83% of nutrients in our soil since 1850.
Wow.
And that's
Why
the
is
advent
that?
Of from the use of synthetic agrochemicals.
So right.
if
and
you spray chemicals
farming.
On your face would fall off. If you're doing that on the soil, that's, you know, we're killing the life in the soil. The soil is alive. There's a soil microbiome. It's not dead. It's not dirt, but we treat it like it's dirt. And when we spray synthetic chemicals on the soil, we're killing all the life in the soil. So, and then we're killing the plants, and then we become reliant on pesticides and all these nasty artificial inputs. Whereas vermiculture is a solution.
Because we're so connected, there's a ripple effect, isn't there? You're killing those tiny microscopic lives, and it goes to the bigger lives, the insects, the wildlife, then it goes to the birds, the plants, and it comes down to us.
It's a cycle of death.
Yeah.
And actually, it's the same process to make synthetic fertilisers as it is to make bombs.
Yeah.
So our motto is worms and peace, and we want peace now. So that's why we need worm farming. It's a solution. It's an alternative. There's been a war on the soil for too long and on all life. And now we can use vermiculturism as a solution.
It's literally starting from the ground up, isn't it? Yeah, which is fantastic. I did some work with aquatic aquaculture and out in Spain, and they were talking about the chemicals you have to put into the water to keep the fish alive, and then the chemicals you put into the water to convert it, because they are different pHs if you're growing tomatoes. And then somebody said, well, let's talk about vermiculture, because if we start farming worms, we can then start to feed them to chickens, we could then start to use the chicken waste to feed the plants, which in turn will feed the fish. And all of a sudden, we took out that chemical linking, and it became a completely closed system.
Circular
it was
economy.
Absolutely beautiful to see it when it works well, when it's in harmony and balance. It was absolutely perfect.
Absolutely.
So tell me more about what you do now with... Well, first of all, what is CIC? What is
Community Urban Interest Company, so that's a not-for-profit.
Right, okay, so a not-for-profit company called the Urban Worm.
Yep.
What exactly do you do?
We make worm farms from upcycled materials. So I've designed parts to convert wheelie bins into worm farms so
beautiful.
People can compost in an urban environment. So a lot of people don't have gardens. You don't even need a garden. This is a mini worm farm. I keep this in my kitchen. I have one in my office. I have one in my bathroom. So you don't need a huge amount of space. So living in the city at the time when I set up the Urban Worm, I was looking at solutions based and, okay, we don't have a lot of space. How can we create soil? How can we grow good food?
Yeah.
And vermicomposting was a solution. So, yeah, we make worm farms, provide education, schools, community groups, businesses. We support businesses to manage waste on site.
Yeah.
So last week we installed 4 industrial worm farms at Stanford Hall Military Rehabilitation Hospital. So we've got them at Wagamama's, Cannock, Macarthur Glen Design and Shopping Outlet Centre in Cannock. The Wagamamas are using worm farms to deal with
that's
our
fantastic.
Waste.
So. Fantastic. So reducing food waste and actually making it into something that we can then put back into the ground.
On site. And we need one tablespoonful of worm manure to feed a plant for 3 months.
Wow.
It's
amazing.
Full of all
40
amazing. Nutrients that
and it's
need.
Free as well. How
it's
much
free.
Do we all spend on fertilisers? You could do this for free.
Fertiliser is free.
Yeah,
we
it
don't
is
need
free.
To be spending ridiculous amounts of money. And it doesn't cost us just money, it costs life, it costs the soil. So we really need to start nurturing that. And it's Earth Day tomorrow. So
and it's Earth Day tomorrow.
Yes,
it's Tea
it
Day today. It's National Tea Day today. So you've
that's
got your
why
cup of
we've got
tea.
Our tea.
And it's Earth Day tomorrow. I was saying to Anna earlier that one of my sons, for his third birthday, for his third Christmas, sorry, wanted a worm farm. And so we got a box and lined it up and put a little thread, and it was in the back garden, and wound it round the house. And on Christmas Day, he opened the card and followed the string all the way round, and he was so excited. And we took him, because we have worms in the garden, but we took him to the local fishing tackle shop to buy some brandling worms just to get it started. And on the first day back at school, I got the, could I have a word, please, message from the teachers, because he'd walked into school and said, at Christmas, I got worms! Which he did, but not that sort of worm. But how fantastic that at that age, and he would go out and talk to his wormy boys, and he would go and feed them, and every time anyone used eggs in particular, because they really love eggshells that are crushed up, even now we still save them. We've got hot bins and composters. We save the eggshells, crush them up, and just sprinkle them in, and the worms come right to the surface. They really enjoy recycling it and pulling it down, don't they?
Yeah, well, they don't have any teeth, so it helps them break the waste down in their gizzard. So
fantastic.
Teeth for them.
Now Faith has got a bit of a thing about worms. Have you noticed she's looking a little more tense than usual?
Do you know, I don't have a problem with worms. I love worms. Mm-hmm. I think they're wonderful. But worms en masse, and I didn't realise this was a thing until I had to plant worms. So I planted up a rooftop garden. So this had no bedrock. It was on the top of a roof of a hotel, a local hotel, and we had to bring all the soil in. The soil was wormless, so there's nothing really going on in the soil, and we realised rapidly that the plants that we'd put into this soil weren't doing very well. We really needed to encourage life into the soil, so we bought a whole load of worms, and I'm talking tens and thousands of different types of worms. I was thinking, yeah, this is great. We'll just get these worms, we'll pop them in the ground. And I opened up the box and there were, I've never seen so many worms in my entire life. And one worm, two worms, that's all right, in the garden when you're digging around. En masse, anything en masse. I was like, I'm not sure I can put my hand in there, actually. Can we take the lid off and have a little look at what's going on in there?
Yeah.
It, what gets me is it's so small, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's realistic that you could actually pop something like this in your kitchen.
Or on your balcony if you're an urban gardener, as some of us are.
You don't need a huge garden.
These aren't garden worms, they're special composting worms. So they're surface dwelling worms. We call them tiger worms because they're red and stripy. So they don't have any teeth, so they won't bite. are you ready to handle them,
Faith? That's fine. You know, I don't have a thing about that many worms.
But when I've seen tens of thousands, a worm egg.
There you go. A worm egg. I've never seen a worm egg before. Oh my goodness! I need my glasses. That is so cute. So
there can be. There's 15 babies have been recorded inside one egg. That's the highest.
Wow. 15 babies.
But usually there's about
egg.
Two or three. So. Tiny.
Goodness me.
Amazing.
That is tiny. That's life.
Like
yep.
Very happy.
Life
Susan,
in a
you.
Tiny little bubble. Got it?
There we go. So yeah, worms are hermaphrodites, so they can reproduce really quickly. They need another worm to mate, but they
Amazing.
Both lay an egg.
Yeah.
So you'll find lots of those worm eggs in your worm farm.
And there's lots of different types of worms, aren't there?
Yeah, there's over 3,000 different types of worms, but there's 7 that are suitable for composting.
Right.
So we use tiger worms, which are Acina fetida, so the Latin name, but they're because they're the best at breeding.
Yeah, and you can get those worms, they're kind of flat as well.
These ones are the best for consuming organic waste. They can eat up to half their body weight a day and reduce the volume by up to 90%, so they're great for waste management.
Because I've got a hot bin, and the hot bin is a sealed heat-insulated unit for composting. It's very, very efficient. And they always say, oh, no, worms won't like it because it's too hot. It is teeming with worms. Every time you open the lid, they're all sat on the surface, which is really steamy.
Yeah.
You can get up to 80 degrees, but they're really happy in there. They're pretty resilient.
Yep.
Yeah, they're amazing.
They are amazing.
What about flatworms? Because we do have a problem with invasive flatworms in the UK.
Yeah.
Not so much up here yet, because it's a bit too cold for them, but it is a problem in the south.
I think when people in plants, it's a danger when people are bringing international plants in and eggs, and maybe that not just the worms are in there, but it's the worm eggs. So we have to be very, very careful.
Right. Why are they a threat to our native
worms? Well, it's food sources. So there's a case in America, this is an example, in Minnesota. There were fishermen that were dropping their bait on the ground after they'd finished, and then they just decimated the whole forest.
Gosh.
So
Goodness
it's
me.
Yeah, they need food. So right. we've got to be careful about where we're dropping our composting worms.
So if I wanted to encourage more worms into my garden, good, healthy, friendly worms, what would I need to do?
Organic matter. Right. So the thing is not to add worms into your garden,
because
you need to make sure there is food for worms. So you need to have a healthy microbiome. So worms aren't actually eating the waste, food waste, for example. They're eating the microorganisms that are breaking the waste down. So that's where the soil food web comes in, bacteria, fungi, protozoa, and it's actually microorganism poo, manure, that also is a fertiliser. So you need to add organic matter.
So
it's
like
about
leaf mulch,
animal waste, well rotten, add animal waste. But adding organic matter is essential. If
and it's
don't
variety
have
as well, isn't it?
Yeah,
so
a mixture.
Putting in lots of thin layers of whatever you can.
Greens, you need your nitrogens, your greens, and your browns as well. So
amazing.
Diversity.
And where do you see yourself going with your worm farming? Mm-hmm. What can we do to help promote it? What else are you aiming to do in the next few years?
Well, everyone to have a worm farm.
Of course. They're all converted. Look at them all. You can see the happy wormy faces. They're all up on it.
I've actually had some funding from the National Lottery to gift 1,000 packs of 100 grams of worms. So we've got over 100 packs left. So you need to make a worm farm, upload a picture onto the website, and then we'll send you some worms in the post.
Fantastic. Well, there's your inspiration, isn't it? So go and find yourselves a bucket over the weekend, something with a lid. Is that all they need?
Yes.
Doesn't have to
oxygen.
Be any bigger than that. A bit of oxygen in there, a little bit of leaf matter in the bottom
That's
to start
it.
Off with.
And some food. Some
and then contact,
kitchen waste.
Take a picture, send it to Anna, and she will send you your first pack of worms to start your worm farm. Anna, that's been amazing. I could talk to you all day, but that's why I'm not let out very much. But can everyone put their hands together? Very warm
Thank
welcome.
You.
Thank you so, so much, Anna, for the Urban Worms.
Well, that's it. Thanks for listening. That's been another edition of Trials and Tribulations. Now, if you liked it, please subscribe and follow. But until next time, keep it green.